Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part three of Somewhere Next Door to Reality. Jack is in Quebec visiting his friend Mojo, who is living in Montreal. Several people have vanished, including Dominique's friend Renee. And Jack and Mojo think they know where they've gone. They believe there is another city in old Montreal, one that may be seen by someone who is a bit psychic. The people that have been disappearing may have crossed over or were taken into this other city. It wasn't long after Jack had arrived in Montreal when he too saw something quite strange. He was walking on Rue St. Paul when he noticed a very attractive woman across the street talking to a blind street musician. Jack suddenly realized he could see right through her as though she were transparent. He later spoke to the woman, and she didn't deny what he had seen. But she did tell him it was none of his business. Later, as Jack and Dominique tried to tail this mysterious woman, a mist drifted up from the river. She not only disappeared into the mist, she'd led them into a cul-de-sac. And then for a brief moment, the mist cleared, and Jack did see a strange city, a city that was almost identical to old Montreal, but the people were quite different indeed. Early that evening in the bar of the Hotel Nelligan, Dominique, Mojo, and Jack are in the midst of an intense conversation.
What I'm saying is, there's no gateway, no portal, not even what might be called a crack in reality. There is no entrance into the other city.
I agree with Jack.
Then how did Renee and the others and the woman you call Madame Chow, how did they do it?
You said Renee was a psychic.
A little psychic?
Well, I think that people who are naturally psychic are more susceptible to seeing across.
But seeing and crossing are very different.
Yeah, but I doubt there's a doorway. I think it's a thinning of the two realities.
Do they see us?
Well, who knows? But if people from here have crossed over, then those on the other side, they must know of our existence, right?
Look, if it works one way, it works the other way.
What is the point?
How do we know that the woman you call Madame Chow is from this side?
Yeah, from this side of reality.
You think there is another city. You think people cross over. You don't know how, you don't know why. So what is it you do know?
I know that blind accordion man has got something to do with this.
How do you know?
He's always around when the other place appears.
Yeah, but is he really blind?
Yes, he is blind, okay?
Well, then that's one thing we know for sure.
Do you know there is another city?
I saw it.
And I saw it too.
Prove it.
Dominique, do you want us to help? I'd be happy just to spend my few days up here sitting at some cafe on the square and just watching people walk by, not smoking.
Then do it. Who cares?
The next day at 4 p.m., Jack once again waits for the mysterious Madame Chow. She walks up the street, stops before the blind accordion player, her body shimmering transparent in the sunlight, and then she continues on into the Café Napoli. Jack greets her. She motions for him to have a seat, and he brings her up to date.
Well, what I do know, or think I know, is that the other city exists, but there's probably no portal or entrance. But there are places that people, a few people, may see across because the membrane between the two realities is so thin.
Your cappuccino?
Oh, thanks. Well, how one actually finds an opening in that membrane, I just can't figure that out. How am I doing so far?
Continue.
Well, there's this blind street musician, and he has a seeing eye dog with him, a golden lab. I've seen you talk to him. His accordion, or what I believe is his, has been heard every time someone has glimpsed the other city.
Marcelo, un café, s'il vous plaît.
Certainement, madame.
A whole other universe existing alongside our own. It's extraordinary.
Why is that extraordinary?
Why? Well, probably because there's nothing in our training as a human being that assumes such a thing can be anything but our own fantasy or merely a daydream.
And yet, people die, and where do they go? To heaven? And where is that? Somewhere next door to reality.
Maybe they go nowhere.
They are here.
But we can't see them.
Sometimes we can.
You mean ghosts?
No. Sometimes they visit. But their world is not one we can see.
Well, look, all I want to do is find Renee, to ask her if everything is okay.
That isn't the way it happens.
Well, what does that mean?
It means it just happens.
What happens?
I must go. Jack?
Yes?
Please don't follow me.
I'm sorry about that.
You may be closer than you think.
The next day, Dominique suggests they meet in a tiny bistro not far from Jack's hotel.
Jack, Mojo, I want you to meet Isabel.
Salut, enchanté de faire votre connaissance.
Hello, Isabel.
Salut.
Explique à Jacques et Mojo ce que tu as vu à la place Jacques Cartier. She's very shy.
Ah.
Dis-leur ce qu'il est arrivé. C'est très important.
Je marchais seule, toute seule, lorsque j'ai vu quelque chose.
Isabel, could you tell us this in English, please?
Ce sont des Américains. Ils ne comprennent absolument rien.
Américains, bien sûr. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
What did you see, Isabel?
I was alone. I was walking along the river. It was winter. Do you know De La Commune?
That's the street that runs along the old port of Montreal.
Right, I know. What did you see, Isabel?
When I came to Jacques Cartier, I began to walk up the street into the plaza, and then I wasn't there.
Well, where were you?
I was in Place Jacques Cartier, but it was not Place Jacques Cartier.
It looked the same, but it wasn't the same?
No, it was cold. The cafes were closed. But then, all at once, everything was open, and people were everywhere. It was like a fair.
Like a Renaissance fair?
Yes, people looked like that. And they looked not like that. Like they were in costumes, but now I think that was just the way they dressed. They were playing strange music, but I knew the music. And the cafes, they weren't the same. I couldn't read the names.
How long did this last? A few minutes?
I think so.
Isabel, tell them what happened.
A woman, she came to me and she took my hand.
You mean you actually were walking around in there?
Yes.
Ooh.
She spoke to me, but I could not understand. That's because I was trying to understand her language, but I didn't have to. I knew what everyone was saying.
What did you do? Did you meet people?
Yes, she introduced me to her friends. She knew everyone. The men would bow and salute, and the woman would laugh and do a funny dancing curtsy.
Did she introduce her friends by name?
Yes, they all had very strange names.
Do you recall any of the names?
It was more a sound than a name, like Guruwa and Bagapuwu.
Bagapuwu?
They were all funny names. And somehow, the people looked just like their sound.
You mean they looked like their name?
Yes. No, they looked like their sound.
You mean they were their sound?
I think so. And then she didn't have to introduce me. I knew all their names.
You could guess their name?
I knew their names.
Just by looking at them?
Yes.
It's interesting.
Tell them the rest.
That's all there is.
Tell them the end, Isabel.
And then she took me back to where I was before. And she bent down and kissed me on both cheeks, and then stood up and saluted, and laughed and waved goodbye.
And then?
Place Jacques Cartier was covered in snow. It was winter again. There was no one there.
Whew. Yeah. Well, thank you, Isabel.
Est-ce qu'il me croit?
Oui, je crois bien que oui.
Isabel, do you want to go back there?
Yes, please. Can you help me?
I don't know about that.
Jacques et Mojo essaient de trouver cet endroit où tout est allé. Mais il se peut bien qu'il n'y arrive jamais.
Je vois. D'accord. It was nice meeting you.
Salut, Isabel.
Salut, Mojo.
Isabel and I are going shopping. I'll see you two later.
Ciao, Isabel.
Ciao, Jack.
So, Mojo, what do you think?
What do I think? I'm thinking, wee.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, but scary, isn't it?
Why's that?
Well, they could lure her back in there.
Well, I don't know about you, but it sounds like a place I wouldn't mind being lured into.
You know, this is sounding like the fairy worlds.
That sounds pretty magical. If we can find a way to get in there and escape the craziness of this world, there would be no reason to come back out again.
So you'd actually spend the rest of your life living somewhere next door to reality?
If it's better than this side of reality, man, I'm ready to go.